on this day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Tuesday the 19th of Jan. Let's check out what happened on this day. Born on this day but no longer with us, Johnny O'Keefe, the Australian singer, or the wild one. Phil Everly, the US singer, one half of the Everly Brothers, was born on this day. Janis Joplin, the American singer, and also Robert Palmer, who died in 2003, was also born on this day.
Martha Davis, who's still kicking, 70 today, up front for the Motels.
You're never as crazy as when you're young and you're doing that.
I love her voice. She's great. Mm. Michael Crawford, he's also turning 79 today. The English singer and comic actor also starred as the original Phantom of the Opera.
He was Frank too, and some mothers don't have him. Yeah.
Mr. Spencer, apart from your grandfather, what else made you decide that you'd like to settle in Australia?
Well, it's near the sea. It's got the sea all around it.
Who would have thought back in those days, you know, he'd be such a well-known and respected singer.
I know.
He just seemed like such an awkward, gangly kind of guy.
Yeah, Frank Spencer.
Katie Segal, 67. Now, she, of course, was Peg Bundy and Married with Children, but has pretty much gone on and blitzed that part of her career with voiceovers for cartoons.
And yeah, Leela in Futurama. And she was also in Sons of Anarchy. She played the matriarch, which was a really cool role for her. Luke Longley,
52 today. Can you believe it?
That's amazing. And Linda Halfweg, the Australian Iron Woman, turns 40.
Why fronts or briefs on sale for the first time in Chicago? 1935. I guess it was all boxes before then.
It must have been. In 1915, the electric neon sign was patented by George Claude, which is a really cool thing. I mean, what would Vegas be without the neon sign? Mm.
Volkswagen Beetles stopped being produced in Germany, 1978. They're still made in Brazil, I think.
Yeah, they revamped them. Now you can get the new Volkswagen Beetles, but they're not as cool as the old ones. Those older ones were really awesome.
Apple Lisa computer, released by Apple this day, 1983. This was the first commercial PC to have that computer mouse and graphics laser interface.
Wow, fancy. The first of six Batmobiles produced for the 1960s Batman TV series, they sold at auction for $4.6 million today in 2012.
And Vegemite came home.
Aww.
Thanks, Bega Cheese. They agreed to buy Vegemite back. That famous iconic brand cost $460 million.
Worth it, though. They did that in 2017. So Vegemite is once again Aussie. And that's on this day for Tuesday, the 19th of January.